Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
It's on.
It's on. Okay, can you
so
ask me?
So what's up with your pussy?
No, no.
Okay, we're over the pussy?
No, I think we're over the I wanted to say, I want you to ask that question that you just asked earlier.
Will my trainer fuck you?
No. Go back. Go back.
What's the other question?
About the is stick it in.
Stick it in. Oh, are people still sticking? No, I'm not asking.
What is the question?
The question wasn't, are people still asking, will you stick it in? I know people are asking that. I'm asking that question at Jack. Yeah, I'm going to say his God-given
his
name.
His boyfriend.
No.
Oh, sorry. you know, it's a colloquial
it's
term.
It's a colloquial
to me.
Term.
Your man friend.
My man friend.
Your gay
My gay friend that we
lover.
Have said. Not partner. We're not married. We're not, you know.
You're a gay confidant.
Every maybe two or three nights a week, we get into bed with each other and we
hold each other.
We hold each other. And we
hold
cry.
Each other's schlongs. Can I say that? No,
hand
sorry. I'm putting my foot in my mouth every time I talk about someone else's slam piece.
Slam piece is the preferred term. Jack's my slam piece.
I like to go liberal with the words, but you know,
it's easier to be like boyfriend.
Yeah, it's a joke. I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
I'm not the celebrant at your wedding.
No,
just chill out. So
I know.
Sorry, this is.
I don't have a problem with it.
I know.
I've been saying boyfriend since day one. Does he know that? No.
Don't tell him that.
Is he going to hear this on the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a big fan.
Yeah, he's a big fan, really.
Okay, wait, but back to the question.
Go off. What? No, okay. I'm not asking, are people asking, will you stick it in? Mm-hmm. I know that they are asking that, and
what
I'm
was
asking
the
that.
Question?
The question is, are people still asking, is it in?
Ah, yes. The age-old question.
Is it in?
Is that your dick? I can't feel anything.
Yeah. Are people asking that?
Am I numb or are you small? That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
No.
You never ask.
You'd always know when
you
it's in.
You always know when it's in, right?
Yeah. That has to be a neg. That's got to be. It came from a riff.
I
that
know
didn't
a girl.
No.
We know a girl. Who would be like, is it in?
No.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And she would be like, my boyfriend's dick is so small.
No, I don't know who we're talking about.
I'll tell you after the pod.
After the break?
Yeah, after the break. Yeah.
After the ad break.
I know a girl who is like that. Who's is it in?
Well, that's what I was going to say. You know what it actually pertains to? Make it a micro penis. They're real. Mm. They're out there. They're more prevalent than you know. Little Frankfurts.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You've done the research?
I've done the research.
You're David Attenborough out in the wild.
Oh, yeah, honey. I've been out in the field.
That's probably a real situation. I think a friend of mine, who you may know, has herself a micropenis. No, she has you know,
been with a man who had a micropenis.
A small, on the small side.
You know what? Okay. Mm. If you've got that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a secret.
And good luck to you.
And good luck to you.
Yeah.
Bon
voyage. Should I even tell you that I've asked the question, are there some vaginas that are real short? You stick it in and you would only get like half a pinky in.
Where's the baby to go if it's that short?
That's what I'm just saying.
Doesn't it need to go all the way through?
Yeah. But I think, is there any that are shallow? That you stick it in and it's like you hit a brick wall.
Yeah. Well, okay. Again, I don't know what anything about the vagina. Mm-hmm. But I've heard, isn't there...
I've heard stories.
And what about your cervix?
Where's I don't
that?
Know what that is. I'll be taking no questions about that.
I won't be fielding questions at this time. Me and my people are going to go back and discuss that.
We know one word and it's gunt. Okay, that's what we'll be
the
referring.
The whole system is called a gunt.
You put it in, you take it out. That's it.
That's it. In and out. One swift motion like a credit
oven.
Card. It's a pizza oven.
Stick it in, it's hot. Take it out, it's warm.
And it smells. Smells like pizza.
In some circles.
What does your pussy smell like?
Look, not generally anything, but after my man, you know,
nuts in you,
leaves a paint job in there.
Dream paints the walls white.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
If he sneezes with his dick. If he, you know, spits from his, I'm going to say dick again.
Dick again. Yeah, his dick.
Yeah.
If he sort of shoots.
It's sort of his bow and arrow.
His bow and arrow.
His bow and arrow. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I would say it just
you
sort
said
of
you just second before we picked up the mics, you were like, I can smell it.
I can. And what it smells like is him. Is that love? Because it, in some ways, it could be.
I think you, I think it is love. And also, I think that you, there's something going on. Because no one can smell your pussy. Even, you asked our lawyer, Maddie HW.
I asked my lawyer in a court of law. I said, Your Honor, would you please sniff my muff? And she did.
And she said
she
nothing.
Said objection. I smell nothing.
Yeah. Overruled.
Overruled.
There's nothing
sustained.
There.
Yeah. So you what do you think? I'm crazy?
Yes. You need to see your therapist and say, smell my pussy.
For once. Can I walk in here and you smell my pussy?
Yeah. And ask her, what does it smell like? Do you smell? Because you, the way you describe it, it sounds like you could smell it from across the room.
That's what it feels like.
And no one's smelling it.
That's what it feels
Even
like.
Even your dear boyfriend, Ben, well, Mark.
Mark, but his middle name is Ben. Mark Ben H. Macy.
H. Macy. Mark, yeah. That's all that.
What's the H stand for again?
Houlihan.
He's Irish.
He's
Irish. Did we
ever say
that? Did we ever say that?
He's from Ireland.
He's from Ireland.
Yeah.
What about him? Yeah, I want him to smell it.
Where is he going? He's not going near it?
No, because he's over in the booth. And once he paints the town white he's off. He's going to do audio.
He says, darling, tonight we're going to paint the town white. You know what I mean? And he's like, okay. And you put your legs up and you say.
And I say, this is showbiz.
This is showbiz. Can you get me a meeting with Celia Pocola? And he says, anything you need. And do you see Celia?
No. Have I seen her? No. Is she in these offices?
Yes. She's in the building.
She's in the building, and I haven't yet met her. What's sort of happening is we're doing it, and we haven't sort of talked about it since then.
I wish you all the best.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see what your GP, your general practitioner, says about
you. I'll bring her in to the studio.
Yeah, bring her in. Oh my God, this is real. I didn't take my fiber yesterday, my fiber capsules, and haven't yet today. Feeling fine.
Okay,
fine.
Good.
Yeah, because Jack said that. He was like, I think the problem that you made
Absolutely.
Was making any change at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was like, not everyone out here is having full fiber pills in day. Unless there's a serious problem of constipation, which you've
never had.
If anything, you've had the opposite.
You can't stop it. It's
and
like
you've just been doing this for SEX. And I'm like, just, you know what you should be doing for SEX? Nothing. So
Nottingham. What?
Nothing.
Oh,
Notting Hill.
Notting
Hill. Put that on.
You should be watching the film Notting Hill with your man. That'll get him all horny. One of my favorite films. Can we
I've
say
never
that?
Seen it. I know,
we
darling.
We need to watch it.
We need
it's
to
on
watch
the
that
list.
Like when we did. What did we watch together and I hated it? My Best Friend's Wedding?
My Best Friend's Wedding. Julia Roberts? Massive bitch.
Bad. Yeah. I'd say Joker is better.
Joker? You didn't see that movie.
I did.
You did?
I saw it with my man, Mr. Mark H. Macy.
Really? And was it good?
It was great.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it sucked. I thought it looked
really?
Boring. I didn't see it, but
Wait,
it looked
what?
Boring. I'd never seen that movie.
Put that thing back where it came from, also help
Put
me.
That thing
Go see that film.
I'm not going to see that. I want to see Judy. No one's seeing Judy with me.
I want to see Judy with you.
But it's almost out of theaters.
That's bad.
And also, you know when it's on? Nighttime. You know when we're busy? Nighttime.
Guess what this just became?
What?
A movie podcast.
Movie podcast. Oh, speaking of slut.
Oh, slut.
Guess what? If you like Concetta Caristo and John Robles, you better come along to Comedians Talk Over Movies.
Can we just say this is our dream gig?
Yeah.
This is something that we were both truly born to do.
Yeah.
One day, John Robles took he and I to see a movie at the theater. And what was it? It was a J-Lo extraordinaire piece called like I'm poor and I have children. something of that.
General Signature movie. I'm Hispanic. I got a big ass and I got no money. Let's see what happens. That's every movie she's ever
That's
done.
Amazing. J-Lo, I'm a working class woman.
I'm a working class woman with a big ass and a nice set of knockers. Let's make it happen. That's the film. That's
that was
the
film. That's the pitch.
Yeah.
And Miramax, all the board, love it.
Love
they're like,
it.
Green
they're
light.
They're like, we'll give you $50 billion. And she's like, okay.
And she's like, okay.
All right. All right.
She's got another one coming out. Same thing, but she's getting married.
Oh,
there's Owen
my
Wilson
God,
in it.
I'm
it looks so good. Okay, so back
that.
To this film.
Yeah.
You took me to see this J-Lo movie, which, what did it look like? Fluff. Fluff? And does Chet watch Fluff? No. Yeah. She's watching it. She's only watching The Godfather
oh,
and Joker.
Fuck
and
you. You're the
no.
movie critic over here.
I'm not even. I just don't really watch sometimes the basic things, which you tend to go more to.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to neg you.
I don't
you
feel
know
neg.
That I walked in.
I don't feel I don't
okay,
feel
good.
Anything.
But I'm just saying I'm not trying to be rude. Like
I'm proud.
You took me there, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be bad," mm-hmm. and it sort of was in many ways. But it was fun, and we talked over it the whole time, and we were riffing, and that became one of my favorite memories of all time. Was it even this year? Last
yeah,
year?
It must have been in the last year.
Yeah. So, anyways, then what do you know? We get booked to do this show where you do exactly that.
We literally talk, and we're given microphones. We're not actually
yeah.
And to be clear, we weren't loud. We were quiet.
Oh, yeah. Can we have the fine print disclaimer? We weren't being rats. We were just riffing to each other.
Yeah.
And so what? Okay?
I don't like when people talk in
yeah,
movies.
It is bad. Yeah. But I mean...
But it's quiet.
It was quiet. But for this show, it's loud. Give us microphones.
Give us microphones.
And it's part of the experience.
And it's the movie Speed.
Which is...
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah. And when I first knew you in comedy, you had a real big centerpiece.
I had a signature joke that was about 3 minutes long, not very much punchline to it, but it was funny.
A lot of premise,
a lot
of context,
premise.
A lot of props.
Essentially explaining the plot of Speed. Guess what it is? Funny.
It's funny.
It's a funny film.
I'm excited to... So I've never seen it, it's and we're doing funny. It with our dear friend Alexi Toliopoulos, who is an actual registered cinephile.
He's on a registry. He has to go around to his neighborhood and be like, I love movies. I just had to knock on your door and tell you I love movies. So if you're watching Rashomon,
I'll be hanging around.
You're watching, you know,
my Big Fat Greek Wedding. I'll be
12 Angry Men. I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be number 13 because I love movies.
So that is coming up on the 15th of November at like I think 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So book tickets to that. It's like almost
it's
sold
almost
out.
Sold
so get
out.
The
don't
fuck
bother,
into
actually.
It.
Don't come.
Actually, don't come.
It's sold out. Maybe. Mostly.
But also, can we talk about how we've had a budget go into the costume department here at the ABC? We haven't really been talking about our digs very much, but
yeah.
we are still very much in the heart of ABC.
Studios.
ABC
in
Studios
Ultimo.
In Ultimo.
Yeah, still in the basement.
Absolutely.
But guess what? We have ads now.
We have ads.
You know what that means? Costume.
Costume.
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe.
Hair and makeup.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, each app we've sort of have today we have sort of fascinators going.
Yeah.
Do
you want to describe? I'll describe what you're
can
wearing.
Can you describe mine?
She's sort of wearing black lace cat ears.
Yeah. Make it a slutty cat.
Slutty cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a cross between a maid, but then it's a cat. She's your maid, but she's actually a cat.
And she will suck you off for sure.
For free. No additional charge. She's excited.
No one's getting paid.
No one's getting paid. It's for exposure.
And John, in many ways quite different, has sort of another animal's ears. I'd say they're rabbit ears.
Yes.
And I'd sort of take away the slutty and make it childlike. They're furry. They're furry rabbit ears.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're actually from?
What?
The promotional ears from Lint Buddy Chocolate.
Okay.
And so that's sort of your vibe.
We're getting an ad for Lint from this. Yeah.
You know what? At Baritelli yesterday, I got 2 scoops of gelato. I got 1 chocolate, obviously. And 2, they had Oreo, but it was non-dairy. So it tasted a bit like coconutty, but I didn't hate it for
that's
once.
Great.
For 1 minute.
Good for you.
God, that place is everything to me. There were so many children there yesterday.
Oh.
It was driving me nuts.
At what time?
Children suck sometimes.
I hate children.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I just... what time? Make it 4 o'clock.
4 p.m.
And
what
oh my god, this
school?
Fucking bitch was like this lady and her man. They were like, I don't know, 50s, 60s. they like came and they like sat down and they were just like, I don't know, they were just like annoying. And she did this thing where she was like, she got the waitress and she was like, excuse me, can I please send this back and get more sugo? Because it's really dry.
What's sugo?
Sugo is sauce in Italian.
Oh.
So it's wild of her that she said sugo. Sugo. Sugo, yeah.
But she said but it she's white. In an Australian accent.
I guess, yeah.
Sugo.
A bit. And okay. I was like, darling, they're going to spit in your meal. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, they probably wouldn't.
What kind of sauce do you think?
It was, it was the one with the polpette meatballs. Polpette,
really?
Like bolognese.
So a tomato sauce.
A tomato-based sauce.
What the hell?
And guess what the man got? Chips and schnitzel.
What?
What?
At Bar Italia?
At Bar Italia.
No, darling.
Idiot.
No.
Yeah, idiot.
Did they spit? Did they give her more sugo?
Mm-hmm. Did I hope they were spitting it?
Yeah. Yes, mm-hmm. They should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I'm an... if yeah. Because I know that if I ever worked in a restaurant and someone made my life more difficult, I'd spit in their food.
Do you remember the Koji Bay Hotel with the shit in the ice cream?
No, I barely remember that.
Okay,
story.
They had this thing happen where there was this... mother and she had children and she was like being really annoying apparently like the whole day, like asking for the TV to turn up or down or just like being a nuisance. And eventually she was like maybe complained to someone or whatever, and so eventually she was like, I ordered some gelato for mm-hmm. her children, chocolate gelato.
Yeah.
And then when it was served to her, she tried a bit of it and it tasted like human shit, and she freaked out and she like made a complaint, and they did tests and there was human shit. And what had happened was someone had defecated maybe and put in the freezer or something and scooped that and served it to her. And that place got absolutely shut down.
And now it's the best comedy
night in
Sydney.
It's the best comedy room in Sydney. Mickey's live shit.
Mickey's dirty shit room and happy hour comedy night.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was amazing. I kind of think that's amazing.
Mm. Can I say what would it have tasted like?
I'd love to know.
I'd
in
love
some ways.
To know.
And be hit with surprise.
Yeah.
What
do you think? Like,
yeah, like I guess
it must be
yeah.
the worst taste in the world.
Do you reckon?
It must
you
be
know what's
something
crazy?
That's spine tingling.
Nothing's
bad.
That's stopping you. Every time you shit, you could figure
I'm
it out.
I'm not gonna eat my
I'm
own
not
shit.
I'm just saying.
You know what's interesting? No one's talking about. What if you ate your own shit?
What I'm saying is, if that's the biggest mystery, it's the one mystery that presents itself to you every day that
day.
You could find out. And then you know. We're sitting here being like, I bet it's the
I
worst.
Wonder.
And I'm not saying let's shove
we're
our fingers up
our
ass.
Shit.
I'm just saying, yeah, imagine. And guess what? They make, I know that there's like stuff you can see online where
it's like
there's
shit
like
flavored.
Shit flavored things that taste like real shit. And it's god awful. And it's like, why are we doing this? What's it all for?
Yeah. I hate that culture of like a shot glass that's like a toilet.
What?
Have you seen that?
No.
That there's like, I have a friend who, she was like, dear friend of mine, she was like, I have this shot glass, but it's a toilet. So it's like, I'm a toilet. And so it's like, you're drinking it out of like a toilet. Like, or there's like, I've saw like a restaurant on Facebook, like on BuzzFeed, that was like, it's like everything is shit themed. So it's like the food is served to you in a toilet bowl.
No.
And it's like brown. It's like,
no.
It's like
make
chocolate
it brown.
Mousse. Yeah,
yeah.
But in a toilet bowl.
Mm,
yeah.
Bad.
And it's like, the joke is that everything's like shit. It's like, I don't want to, that's bad.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't yuck someone's yum.
I'm going to yuck someone's yum. It's incredibly dangerous. Here's why you
What's
don't eat
dangerous?
Shit. It's got a lot of bacteria
no.
in it. Yeah. For real. That's the danger of shit.
That's
is that
crazy.
It has literally all the bacteria that your body is getting rid of.
So true.
So
then
it can
why
make
do
you
dogs
so
eat it?
Sick. Because they're dogs.
Why do the smartest animals in the world eat their own shit, John? What do they know that we don't know? A lot is what they know.
No
they
one
can
is
sense
talking
cancer.
About that. Dogs can smell cancer, and they're eating their own shit.
So if Lucky's eating his own shit, I'm eating my own shit.
I'm going to give it a
if
go.
If Lil Bow Wow is eating his own shit, so am I.
So am I. Eating your own shit. Don't do
That's
that.
That's what we talk about on Get Over
Don't
It.
Don't do that. Don't eat your own
Don't
shit.
Don't do it. Oh, yeah, just to clarify, that was a bit, okay?
We're not eating our own
We're
shit.
We're not eating our own shit, and, you know, and my dogs actually don't eat their own shit.
The dogs that my family have owned, they always did. They always ate shit. Ate their own. Here's what he would do. Shit. Eat it. Vomit. Eat the vomit. And then shit again. Eat that.
It's like a one-man band.
Yeah.
Self-sufficient.
He's a one-man show.
It's so funny.
He's like, you'll never believe where this came from.
It's just so funny to be like, God, my day's so busy. Like, he's always busy doing things. If he's not shitting, he's vomiting, he's not vomiting, he's eating, then he's shitting. That feels like what we are, little rats going around shitting, and then we're like...
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
In some ways, yeah.
And no one's talking about that. Sometimes I get into a train of thought where I think about the fact that you will never stop shitting.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to end.
No.
Always.
Kind of like breathing, pissing, blinking. There's so many things like that.
Yeah, but shitting's different for some reason. Someone said that to me the other day. Someone in my creative writing class at University of Sydney. I'm paying $40 million to learn how to write a short story with a beginning, middle, and end. I read two stories I'd written that both were somewhat around shitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, yeah, but I don't really have much more. Like, I'm writing a story about, like, a kid who, like, can't stop sweating. And someone in my class was like, sorry, why are all your stories about bodily function?
Oh, my God.
Like, why is that the only thing that you think about? And I was like, whoa.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing. One, that says more about them than it does about you.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah.
He's a cunt.
No, but I just think, like, I'm getting this all the time with people being like, why do you just talk about your pussy and your ass? And it's just like... Why are you putting labels on everything? Why are you freaking out? Mm. What if I said to you, why do you only think about your family? Or like, why do you only think about like...
Why do you only think about your sick mom? Why do you only think about your job?
But that's what I mean. What do you mean? What's happening here? I just hate that people are forcing you to be like, you need variety. It's like, you don't need shit. Would you say... to the guy who wrote all the Goosebumps movies, why is everything scary? What the fuck are we talking about? Why does it have to be a problem?
Why can't you write something funny?
But you know what I mean? And then if you're a comedian, it's like, well, why is everything you do funny? It's like, I'm a comedian. What? And then it's like going to a doctor and being like, why is everything about bodies? Like, I just hate...
That's like my trainer. He's always like, why are you so tired? And I'm like, what do you think we're here to do?
I'm sick of that. That's really pulled something in me. I was like, why are all your stories about bodily functions? Why don't you go to therapy? Why don't you look in the mirror? Why don't you just log off? Okay, cool.
Log the fuck off.
Cool. So someone's out there putting stuff about bodily functions into the world. Guess what? There's someone putting stuff in the world about ponies. There's someone putting it about eyebrows. Like, what are you doing? Why are we looking at people who are the YouTube people being like, why do you only do tutorial? It's like, do what you love. Yeah. Do what you know. Okay? And that's what you're doing.
Do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Write about shitting. You'll never work a day in your life.
And that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, and that's
that
on that.
I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious.
Because it's like, what am I supposed to talk about? I've been accused of this before. I've had people be like, it's always gay for you. Why is it always gay? I'm not doing anything else.
And let me be.
Let me be. Can I be gay for one day? Because I have to be gay, guess what? The same as shitting, I'm going to be gay for the rest of my life. It's not going to go away.
That's right.
When I'm on the bus, I'm not like, I'm on the bus. I'm like, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
I'm
and
gay.
That's what it is for you. That's your experience.
That's my experience.
So here's what this is. It's just like finding your audience. It's just like, people who like that and want to hear that will be there. And then the people who don't, you just don't have to listen to it.
Don't listen.
And you say, John Robles is not my favorite comedian. That's
because
all you have
gay.
To say.
Because he's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the same for me with my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of it making me question myself. Because it's like, I am funny.
Mm-hmm.
Day in, day out, every day, from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
9 to 5, Monday to Friday, I'm on the clock.
I'm off on the weekends.
I'm off on the weekends.
No, but
weekend's
boring. Do you know what I mean? And I would say this of you, we're funny people, but just in general, these are the things that are coming up that's funny. And guess what I fucking will bet? When I'm a mother or your father or whatever, when that's our whole life, and instead of our asses, we're thinking about our children's asses, we'll be making that funny too. So it's just like, let it go, would you?
Yeah.
For 1 minute.
Yeah. It'll be interesting in like maybe a year or two to listen back and think, are we still talking about shit?
Yeah.
Do you think we're still going to be talking about shit even
maybe.
In 5 years?
I think maybe in more nuanced ways.
What are we talking about? What if you drank it? What about diarrhea?
Who knows? Wait and see. There's no rush and there's no gun.
Yeah.
Oh man.
We really went off,
but
I stand by it.
But yeah, was that the end of that story?
I don't know what the story was.
Yeah. Okay, by the way, we've got ABC people coming in, reminding us the legal team of Beck.
The legal team of Beck. Legal's not going to get off our asses for one single second.
Yeah, and they're staring at us, and we have sort of an announcement to make, but it's a happy one.
It's actually a happy announcement.
Yeah, they're being assholes, but we're actually really proud of this.
We're really proud. We have joined a podcast network.
Yes. Can we say that?
We can say that.
We can say that. Legally, we've been given the go-ahead.
Yeah.
The green light. We're a part of an amazing network called Lip Media.
Yeah.
Truly, it doesn't change much for you, except for us, it makes us famous.
Famous. We're gonna get new listeners.
All it means is that you're gonna start hearing ads, okay? For 1 minute, you're gonna hear ads and support us in our dreams.
Yeah.
We make thousands of cents a minute when you listen.
We're getting hundreds of dollars. Really, the money, it could not be more money.
I've bought a Bentley. I'm paying it back on Afterpay.
I bought a new pair of jeans, and they're nice.
And they're nice.
Real nice.
Real nice.
Real nice.
Deep blue denim.
Deep blue, boot cut, wide leg.
One rip. In the left leg.
In the left leg, behind the knee.
Behind the knee. Make it a back.
Flip it around. Make it the ass.
So that's that on that. And we're very excited to be a part of it. And I think maybe you'll hear ads for other shows. We're not really sure of the details.
We don't really know how things work.
But they said sign the dotted line, and we absolutely did. And
sure.
So that's that.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be on their website and whatever. Tell your friends. So absolutely, if you love this, please keep doing the same thing where you like share it,
yeah.
Go off about
share
it.
Share it on your Instagram story. Rate
do you remember when
us?
We were new and noteworthy?
Mm-hmm,
oh, that's
remember.
Like a truly, that was a goal of 2019, and we smashed it.
We got onto new and noteworthy on iTunes.
So,
are we still there? No.
No.
We're old and
we're
not
old
important.
And forgotten.
I'm forgotten. I don't remember that podcast. What's it called? Get over it.
So that's that. So now the legal team can fuck off.
Fuck off.
Okay. For 1 minute, put on a hat or something. We've got costume.
Hmm.
And shall we leave it there?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
And a joy.
Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.